and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. Friday night show, 7/22/22, huh? Ah, interesting. Four deuces. Well, that might win in some poker games. But I'll tell you what, the winning hand is our Father in Heaven and the Lord Jesus. That is the winning hand. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You see, that's the real deal. You want your name written in heaven. You want to be on the side of the Lord Jesus. You want him on your side and you on his side. And you want that to be clear as a bell, you see. Because you know what? Here's where we're getting to right now. We're getting to Luke 21, you know? And that is the same as basically Matthew 24, except it has a bit more of a pointedness here to it, does it not? It has a bit more of a pointedness with respect to what's going to happen to you. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Oh boy, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be something, isn't it? And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Oh, now that's interesting, isn't it? First of all, he said, and they cause you to be put to death. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now, why is that, ladies and gentlemen? How can you be dead but you not perish? Because in your patience, this is verse 19, possess ye your souls. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in the Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and for them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress on the land, in the land, and wrath upon the people. Oh, yes. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious time. This is not normal go to the mall and go to the ball game. You know, it's nice to go to a softball game in a small town and root for your home team and watch the guys that are now 25 still hit the home runs they did in high school, you know. No offense, I'll tell you what, some of the greatest nights I've ever had, just sitting in the stands watching the old softball. And I used to play slow pitch. But I can hear it out there now. Well, Hawk, why are you talking about your stuff? Because I'll tell you, sometimes the lessons you learn are kind of interesting. And I played slow pitch for a team years ago that was called We Kill for Ice Cream, okay? And it was and I played short center field. That's what I played. And we won the championship. I don't have to say where it was at, but be that as it may. The captain of the team had been a line captain in Vietnam, troops in the field. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, it was great relaxation, it was great fun, and all of that, but we are beyond that era. We're beyond that time. We are beyond the times when that could just be looked upon, you know, in a lens that we had protests, we had the war, we had all of the things, and all of the stuff that was chucking of our nation. But now we're in a period of that, plus we do not have the deep bench that we used to have in terms of economics. We do not have the, you know, in other words, the amount of debt today is just like, whoa, you know. We do not have the capability of the military relative, in a sense, to what we had back then. Yes, the technology is different and all of that, but others have superseded us in terms of technology in some respects. And DeWitt, I would just tell you this. It seems as though in practicing for an upcoming invasion somewhere, it seems the Marines can no longer apparently hit the beach. And, which is kind of interesting because they've got all these new hyper cool combat, amphibious combat vehicles, you know, all electrified and electronics and digital and bop, 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 and got all the stuff on them. And yet it appears that it appears, ladies and gentlemen, that in a little bit of surf, these things just tipped right over, topsy-turvy. Well, apparently the Marine, coming out of the Marine Corps said, hey, look, we can't go to war with these. We got to figure this stuff out. So I think they were preparing for some kind of a war in Asia. Some kind of a war to where they either go and invade China or they go and back up, Taiwanese. But it sounded like they were looking at something, or maybe they were going to hit the beach Okay? But how do you hit the beach in a hostile zone with these amphibious vehicles that don't seem to work? And then what are you going to do? Take the big amphibious ship all the way up, you know, in the port and say, or do you say, time out, we've got to wait for calm waters? Or do you go back to, landing craft from World War II? Or do you go back to Vietnam era amphibious vehicles? Okay? This stuff is getting to be to where you cannot even do, and apparently the Marines were doing and trying to get back up to speed with the component of those that hit the beach to invade, which is what they were trained to do in the first place. To go against all odds and to hit the beach and go inland regardless, okay? And take out the enemy. I don't know. Maybe you should just get the Marine Raiders out or the recon and just send them in first and just sabotage all the Chinese ports and all of that kind of stuff first. Maybe you should just send in special ops and blow the crap out of everything in Red China. All right? But, oh, I'll tell you, right during that exercise, old Zulu 82, allegedly out of Arizona, and allegedly, you see, some kind of a quasi-corporate 71,000-foot, 82-foot-long drone. Well, it was up over the area in Southern California where they were doing the drills. And I just wonder if old Zulu 82, if Zulu 82 didn't do a little pulse or a little reprogramming of the Chinese chips inside those vehicles. Well, they're not Chinese chips, Hawk. They got those from Malaysia, Indonesia, bup, bup, bup. Well, who owns those corporations? Why can't we make a chip in, Silicon Valley? Oh, they'd be too expensive. Well, subsidize them or do something. Why can't we make a chip in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, you know, Colorado? Why can't we make chips there? So that we could have something, if they're going to be digital, we could have something, you see, that was an American-sourced item. And then why do we have to have as the top slots of all the scientific research facilities in the United States? Why are they with basically what I would call red Chinese students? Why are they dominated by that? Chinese are very smart, but I'm going to tell you what, they're using all of those kids. They're saying, hey, your grandmother and your mother are back here in China. We want you to talk to us and to tell us, and oh, we want you to send us the formula or send us the plans, you see. But I just wonder what Zulu 82 is doing up over the exercise. And do the Chinese subs out across the, a little ways out from the coast, past the 12-mile limit, do the Chinese subs put up their little, antenna buoy? It doesn't have to be a big 20-foot long buoy painted orange or red. No, they just send up a little buoy. You couldn't even see it. And then Zulu 82 can just give all of the tactical information to where all the targets are at and maybe say, hey, you know, look, we're just going to zap their computers in these things and make them go topsy-turvy in the ocean right there. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't what you think it is. We're not capable as we once were. We have capability to launch big missiles, okay? And then now, apparently, we've got the joint venture. Hypersonic missile has passed its, like, third test. Or they say it passed its second test. Well, I think it really is about the third or fourth time they've tried. But meanwhile, Russia, Red China, even India are on the next generation of the hypersonics. But make no doubt that we could smack attack on them, and we could still put up a B-1 B-bomber, a B-52, and we could still get through, all right? Put them all up, let them go, put the buffs up, and the B-1Bs up, the B-2s. Of course, now China's got the H-20, all right? Obama allegedly gave all of the stealth technology of the B-2 bomber, all the stealth technology that we had, and all the things, including the will-be-was portion of engine, I'm sure. Will-be-was. In other words, an anti-grav, like a little bit of assist in terms of that. You remember I reported how I heard, I was at least 10 years ago, I was talking to you about how I had heard that at Whiteman Air Force Base that a certain tag rep talking to, you know, a group commander of somebody, and they said, we really need this part. And the tag rep was newer and said, well, you know, didn't you order this thing 2 or 3 years ago? These got like a 2-year lag time on manufacturing. You're kidding me. I need like 2 or 3 of them to make these B-2s work. And he had a sample of it. He had a part, and he could show it in this part. He said, here, I'm going to tell you what, make one more of them work. Well, he ain't the tag rep anymore. But be that as it may, another B-2 worked. But I'm going to tell you, I do not expect total victory for the United States military, because I see that we have Austin and Milley's probably checking back and forth with all the Chinese generals and admirals and stuff right now. So, oh, we're not going to invade you. Oh, well, you know, we were just practicing invading ourselves with those Marine Corps vehicles. You know. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to come down to it. And I mean a T-U-I-T. So if you're going to get around to it, somebody's liable to hand you one. Now, the Germany energy crisis will eventually send them over to, and apparently upon some little overtures made through the back channels, Putin has opened up a little bit of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. But I want to remind you of who canceled our pipeline to weaken the United States, to destroy the United States capability for making gasoline, diesel, and chemicals and stuff, refining, canceled that from getting 900 gajillion barrels from Canada. Not a gajillion, but 900,000 barrels, you see, or 900 million, whatever the figure is. It's basically what we are have the deficit of now that he's trying to go over and beg, borrow, and steal from the Venezuelans or from the Iranians or from the Saudis. And Russia is selling their oil to China. And then Biden sold our emergency oil, you know, out of the Hackberry Salt Dome, sold a large portion of it to China, to the firm that his son is working with and has been paid, and that 10% went to the big guy, all right? Bobulinski, one of Hunter's little buddies in the thing, came clean. Remember the box 2 years ago? And, it's just amazing. Now, somebody's saying, are we broadcasting? We cannot access the webpage. Try going to stevequayle.com and go down and click. But you can't hear me if you're not listening. So I'm just going to say yes. All right. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen. Water. Food. Famines. You know, pestilence. I heard Fauci on Brett Baer right before I came on. I just turned it to that for a second. to see if there was any, you know, news of, massive flash of light over the North Pole or something coming down on us. And Fauci is on there lying to Brett Baer. Lying. They're talking about new vaccines, and they're going to go to oral vaccines and mucosal vaccines. In other words, up the nose, spray, or in your mouth in some kind of liquid, or maybe in food. If you do not have Brother Steve Quayle's private briefings, I suggest you try and get them, because there's stuff in there today and one he put out that's just common sense. And it has to do, but let me just tell you this. You had better start right now and get you canned goods. They're going to make Frankenfood. We've all heard that, and I'm not going to go into the private briefing that much more. But let me just say that. They're going to put all kind of stuff. They want you to eat bugs. They want you to eat excrement that they flavor to make it taste like a chicken or a steak, you see. But if you look at the timelines on producing your own food, you better do that. And I'm telling you, you better put your greenhouse in or your vegetable garden in the cold boxes. You better put the dwarf fruit trees up. Get you a Meyer lemon tree for inside the house so you'll not get the scurvy and you'll at least have a lemon. They work real good inside the house. But the fact is, you'd better do what I'm telling you again to do. Long-term storage food, if you can get it, God bless you, get it, but you've got to have the water storage to reconstitute it. Over and above what you're going to use to drink and clean yourself and maybe every now and then wash your jeans out or your underwear, your skivvies, you know? So, that, you see, is why I keep harping on it. I don't have something I'm not going to have a guest on. I've got to tell you what the Lord is telling me to tell you. And I'm right back where I've been. I've been telling you all along. So those who have faithfully acted on that stuff and on taking it to the Lord in prayer, you don't have to believe Hawk. Pray about it to the Lord Jesus. Ask our Father in heaven and tell them what they think to tell you to do. And then you make your own decision based upon what the Lord tells you. But I would say this. If you can do nothing else, you go out, and if you've got a few bucks, go out and get, I don't know. Well, let me ask you this question. In your pantry or in your storage shelves in the basement or in the your closet or underneath the bed or wherever you keep your additional food, preparation food, how many days can you eat? How many days can your spouse eat? How many days can each of your children eat? In other words, your family, how many days, based on what you have right now, how long could you survive without an additional input of food? Now, that's a good question. Many of you don't know. What should it be? The 15 days that the federal government tells you to do in case of an emergency, like a tornado or, you know, something like that, or a hurricane? No, it should be, I don't know, a year, 2 years, three and a half years of a great tribulation, of an overall 7 year period, but the 3.5 of the great tribulation. That would not be out of line, would it? So, everybody can't do that. But you can take the next step. You can take one more step, you see. Step by step, inch by inch, right? But you step up and you do what? If you can do nothing else, get yourself one or two more cans of Progresso or a chunky soup with the vegetables, the meat, and the stuff in the gravy, because it's now made. It's already in the can. It's not going to be in this future timeline where they're going to try to slip in some bug grease or something like that. You want some grasshopper heads in your soup? Well, then wait a year, you know, or 2 years. But if you have one can of soup, a big can of chunky or a, you know, sirloin burger or beef and vegetable or whatever it is, or if you just like vegetables minestrone or what, I like the Progresso beef barley. That's an excellent soup. Or the lasagna soup or the chicken soup. They're all excellent. But if you can, get the ones that already got the liquid in the big can. You can get the little Campbell soup and all that, but you got to add water. Get the one for whatever you can do to get it. All right? And that gives you one can is one ration a day. That will not fill you up. That ain't like eating, you know, three big meals. But that will sustain you, keep you going to a certain degree. It would be better if you had two of those cans per person per day. So that is just a rule of thumb. But if you could just get one more can, two more cans, three more cans, put them in a cool, dry place, stack them up, get them off the floor so they don't get wet. And then you can, based upon what I was told by one of the top people in Allen Canning years ago during the Y2K, I said, what's the real story on how long you can keep canned food? He said, what's the deal with the, you know, the date on the top and all that? The date on the top is the date that it's guaranteed that they can guarantee that 100% of the nutrients in the can, like the vitamins, the minerals, all the different stuff that they list on the back label, that is the date or the time they can guarantee 100% of that value is in the can, of the food value. Now, he said to me that that doesn't mean that after that date that the food is bad. He said, by all means not. If the can is not dented or cut or puffed out or when you open it, does it smell bad or have the, you know, the furry stuff, the black furry fuzz and stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? If the can is good, it hasn't been damaged, it's not buffed out or gooped up, open it up, I would tell you, look at it, smell it, and then put it into the gumbo pot chair. Get you a big paddle and start to, you know, paddling that gumbo up. Now, if you can add in some crawfish or some shrimps or something like that, you're in that area. If you've got a good fish you've caught, you can fillet that up and chop that fish up. Put some in there. If you've shot a quail or a pheasant or a duck or whatever, chop a little meat up and put it in the gumbo, you know. But if you can't, just use that can. You've got a fire out there, a little fireplace, or you got the canteen cup. I'm still an old-time canteen cup person, you know. And an old, chow dog fork and, you know, knife and spoon, and a little bit of a plate deal, you know, where you got a mess kit. You get all that surplus, or you get a Boy Scout kit or Girl Scout kit with the little pot, the little pan, whatever, all that stuff. But I like the canteen cup, you know, the metal one on the bottom of the canteen that you can put inside the, protection for the canteen. Which today they are the hardcore plastic, like from Vietnam era on, but they're brand new today. But you can still wet the outer canvas, you know, protective shell and wet that down, and that will kind of cool as it evaporates and keep it cool. I like that better. You know, everybody's got the bladders and all that and the bite valves, and I think that's nice, but I tell you, I have, for each one of my long guns, which of course I don't have anymore, I gave all those away, but for every load-bearing equipment vest and rig, you know, with a pistol belt, the butt pack, a small to medium, you know, like rucksack, I have a 2-quart canteen, and then I have at least 2 more 1-quart canteens. Another one on the pistol belt, and then another up, you know, on the rucksack. So that's 1, 2, 3, that's at least 4 quarts of water carrying it traditionally. And then I also, if you do not have some sort of portable filtration system or some kind of a portable system, and I like the K-Dedyne Combi. There are others that are good, pure, and different ones make different stuff. But the K-Dedyne Combi does filter out the virus, the bacteria, the parasites, and it takes care of some of the, with the carbon side of it. Because you have the impregnated silver side, and then you have the carbon side that takes care of some of the chemicals. Well, that's good for thousands of gallons. But I would still have redundancy in water. You know, the aerobic 7 liquids, the micropure tabs, all the different stuff to use, you know, to purify water. And then you can boil it. You take your canteen cup and put water in that. And you just sit that in the old fire and boil it right on up. Clean it out. If you want, drop a little micropure in it, all that kind of stuff. The old days, my buddy was talking about how they always used to put the Kool-Aid in it, you know? Get the raspberry or cherry Kool-Aid or whatever and put in there, or lemonade Kool-Aid or whatever it was, and put it right in there. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this country is not progressing the way it should. If you're looking for a political answer to spiritual problems, it's not necessarily going to be there. I do not know if we have time, you see. I don't know if we have enough time to even think about it or worry about it. Now we have, from yesterday, we talked about it last week, the Zulu 82 was up over all that whole area in the last few days where they were doing the drills with the marine amphibious vehicles, the topsy-turvy down the surf. But they also had P3s down there. They had P8s in the Smoky area in Georgia and different places. And they're still looking. The P8s are not on the coast because the P8s have better quality, high quality, newer type sensors to find nuclear weapons and things such as that. So if they're looking in the Smoky Mountains or the mountains in Georgia, the Appalachians, then you can better believe there's something on the loose. Or you don't task a P-8 Poseidon to go up into the mountains in the Smokies or up into Georgia. And the P-3 went out past Long Beach. And just to remind you about who the Long Beach facility was basically turned over to, was to the Red Chinese a number of years ago, back in the late 80s, early 90s. That used to be one of the best naval repair facilities and naval ports we used to have. And now the Chinese foreign minister or the Chinese defense minister is saying, ha ha, we don't have to let you even come over here. We have the capability to destroy you on the water and to take out your home base. So if some of you do make it over here, you'll never get back because there'll be nowhere to get back to. Do you understand? Well, my third brother and cousin-in-law, when I was back in, yeah, you were in maybe at the beginning of Desert Storm. And we could float, you know, 600,000 people and go and kick butt. Can't do that anymore. We have high technology. But the Russians and the Red Chinese also have high technology. Obama, Clinton, and Obama, even Bush gave high tech to the Red Chinese, and at one point, they let them have free reign in Lawrence Livermore in California. Free reign. In exchange for what?
Buying treasury bonds and treasury bills and securities, you see.
keep the dollar afloat. But now the Chinese are having some internal problems with money. But they can just keep cashing our bonds out and get some more money. But they've got to have, because their people want their cash out of their banks. They've got tanks sitting in front of the bank. Big, good old red Chinese Red Star tank sitting in front of your bank. I don't think you got a drive-in window there because most people don't own cars. Most people are still walking up to the bank to go in to get their money. But you see, the World Economic Forum wants to get rid of all private transportation. I saw a public service announcement on the TV here locally from one of those NGO kind of, we've got this at the lalabala, ha ha ha. Oh, it's the energy, Q Energy KC or whatever it is, you know. One of those kind of things. And they talked about how you need to carpool. You need to go ahead and walk or ride your bicycle to work. Well, that's fine and good unless you live, and you live out in the country in Kansas or in middle Missouri or southern Missouri, and you live there and you live 40 miles from work. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to ride your bike in every morning, ride your bike. I think you need to walk. All right. Oh, what about carpooling? Well, there doesn't seem to be anybody else within 2 miles that works at the same place I do. Oh, well, they can just take a train, Ocasio-Cortez would say. Why can't they take the subway or the elevated train to Hawaii? Remember when she got elected? She said, we got to get rid of these airliners and all this stuff because it's polluting, and it's only going to be 8 more years till the country is, the world is destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, because I'd like to stay up. I'd like to stay obedient to the Lord Jesus. And any help is most needed and most appreciated, let me tell you. Very much so. You can send, if you want, you can send a card or say hi. First of all, you can email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Say hi if you have a report or any kind of a good information about what's going on. But if you'd like to keep Old Hawk in the air and swinging at the Belusis with a ball bat, popping them on the nose or in the shins, and to warn you as best I can about what's coming, and also not only that, but to sort of be there. I'm a voice in the middle of the early evening. I'm out here. I'm like you. Heck, I'm like most of you. And in some respects, I'm like the least of you. Okay, in terms of ability to do all the stuff. I used to have more capability years ago, but if you want to keep Old Hawk in the air, a little bit of silver, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. May he provide you with medical miracles. May he protect you against all evil. And all those who have help support over the years, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this allows me to stay on, and the Lord Jesus has brought the listeners to me. And God bless Brother Quayle for putting me up there to have me on his site with a click through, you know. there are other ways to listen, and you know, that's something we'll talk about more in detail later at some point. Need to review that back up, because some people will catch you. You get sent a link and you get on, but then you don't know the other thing that you need to do. But I'll tell you what. The new National Defense Authorization Act basically makes the President of the United States, who, oh, incidentally, Commissar Kamala has been being brought up to speed and briefed to take over as President of the United States. That means she's being given the intelligence information and a lot of the sit rep information of what's going on in the country at this moment. You see, in case something happens with Biden. Can you see the possibilities they might be doing here? You see, and then Pelosi's going to Taiwan, you see? Pelosi going to Taiwan. She's in line for the she's in line for the presidency too, isn't she, as Speaker of the House. Okay, let's see. Oh, Amphibious Construction Battalion 2 in Little Creek. This is from somebody who knows about the Seabees. Is slated to decommission in December. They're going to get rid of the CB, the Amphibious Construction Battalion in Little Creek. Can you believe that? Let me tell you. And the shootings? Then we got an Iowa State Park shooting here, apparently. Family members killed in horrifying and senseless shooting at Iowa's Maquoketa Caves State Park. They're going to keep publishing every murder, and they seem to have been doing that because they still want to come for your guns. And I will keep telling you that in 2008, presidential election, George Bush, W. Bush signed the directives that were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. And you remember in 2007-8, that was when the big financial collapse and stuff was going on. And here's the document that's the Army document, the title, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law as of 12 October 2008. And they're getting ready, NORTHCOM with FEMA, they're getting ready to come for you. Or Milley and Austin will just let the Red Chinese come in. And Joe Biden, his son's being, you know, paid $1.45 billion. Now it looks like they're trying to sort of kind of go after him, but I'll believe it when I see it. On one good note in that line, Johnson County, Kansas Sheriff Hayden, who is a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which Brother Greg Evenson was a member of that and had belonged to that. Brother Greg was a one heck of a Kansas State trooper. Brave, took on the bank robbers with a wheel gun and a pump 12 gauge, okay? And took them out. But ladies and gentlemen, this group of sheriffs, they're starting to catch attention because they're starting to now say, hey, I wonder what did happen to the voting machines in our county, because we knew going in that the polls were such that somebody else was supposed to win and then win big. And then it did not happen in the voting machines. But then now they are they're looking into it. But then the voting people in the county, oh boy, you better leave it alone, Sheriff. You're trying to get in here. And then they're stating, and you know, the constitutional sheriffs will say, in a county, the highest elected official is the county sheriff. And that they have authorities and powers that supersede Richard Mack. I've met him several times. Old Sheriff Richard Mack used to tell people this all the time. But now the feds, they will tell you, no, they've still got to obey federal law. Not in their county, they don't. Nye County in Nevada, Nye County throughout the FBI, throughout the Justice Department, years ago. They're back now, but they did throw them out for a while. Because it was really constitutional. The sheriff is the top dog in a local area, in that county. That doesn't mean he can go wild and run roughshod and be a little king, but he does not have to allow federal officers to operate within the county. They operate at his convenience and pleasure, you see. Push comes to shove. Oh, now. You're going to say, yeah, but if they do that, then all of the money gets taken away from the state and from the feds. Yes, it does. So if you can't handle that, then eventually they've got to let them back in so that the money flows into a county. So, anyway, there's been a large talk about this now, and I was glad to see the sheriff in Johnson County, Kansas, talking up about that and some other good ones. And out of the, I think, what is there, about 3,000 sheriffs or whatever, more than 30,000, there's about 300 of them belong to that association. And there's some real good ones. I know some good people and down in Tejas and different places. And in Mississippi, all right? All the different spots. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm weary. I think a lot of you are weary. I think a lot of you are saying what's going to happen next, and we don't really know, but I will say this. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you can hear me all the way to Australia on that. God bless the people down there who listen. Now, let me tell you this. If you want to also help do some good work for the Lord, there's the Indochina Bible Project. Indochina Bible Project that Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker. Dave and Debbie are the missionaries who, for 50 years or more, have been working in Indochina and in all throughout Asia. But we've had the Bible Project there, and if you can send them a little bit of anything, the Bibles will be printed in the Mountain Yard languages. These mountain villages in four countries, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Shan, Burma, whatever it is, Myanmar, all right? The Shan states of China. Each village has almost a different dialect or language. So if you would like to reach those people, and we're reaching them, 10 to 20 people, 30 people at a time. You get them a Bible and a song book printed in their language, and then some teaching and training material to then get them to produce their own pastors and ministers to go out into the villages, other villages, and to go along and to spread the gospel, to talk about the good news, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Anything you can send to help that, and that would be wonderful, send it to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's M-Y-E-R-S, town, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina or Nunemaker Bible Project Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'm going to tell you what, from a newsletter, recent newsletter, said, dear loved ones, we're so thankful for Brother Hawk's encouraging ministry and for your loving response to his appeal for the Bible distribution ministry. Indeed, this work, greatly enabled by your loving gifts, spills over mountain ridges into several Southeast Asian lands because tribal languages often know no country boundaries. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's gratifying to see that there are people on fire for the Lord Jesus in small villages in the mountains in Indochina. And maybe some of the people even get into old Khun Sa's village up there. Maybe a few of those will get into Khun Sa's village in the Shan States. And Brother Quayle, I'll tell you what, Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, or stevequayle.com. Why, you can still do it. Get his Mega Drought DVD so that you can show it to people and show them what's going on and what's going to come. His new trailer is at his website about the things in Mesoamerica and all of the incredible finds that they're making, tying the ancient world with the extraterrestrials, with the fallen angel types, the alien types. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And before, once again, Brother Quayle can also get you high quality night vision, excellent quality radiation detectors that can put you on top of long-term storage food. Steve has got silver and gold as well and platinum on the hoof that it can get to you quick. But Steve would always tell you, if you have all of your food preps and your basic water, food, medical supplies, your firearms, all of their different stuff for basic preparations for quite a while settled, then come and get silver and gold. But he would say and tell you, get what you can get. But you can, no matter what, get some of Steve's books. Oh, it's just incredible stuff. You want to see a kid's face light up and they say, whoa, or you light up, get the Giants book. All right, or his book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. I'll tell you what, I was watching the History Channel today, and they were talking about the Majestic 12 documents. And I've seen all these years ago, and for many, many times, but it just hits home. You see something new. Well, in 1954, in those documents, they were showing pictures of different types of alien spacecraft, and they also talked about the EBENS, E-B-E-N-S, extra biological entities, okay, the EBENS. They were talking about how they could meet with them at various military bases or at other places out of the way at the agreed-upon places between the EBENS and the U.S. government or the Majestic 12 people. So in 54, the United States government was cooperating with aliens, okay? Aliens from outer space, extra biological entities, EBENS. And they met them, you know, at various air bases, maybe at Edwards, maybe at Holloman, you know. Eisenhower met with them, or at least one group of them. National Security Agency, no such, you know what? Their whole creation was about them. Truman's National Security Act, which got the CIA and also created the NSA, was all about protection against the alien presence that was already on the planet. There was also, prior to 47 and prior to Majestic 12, was the Interplanetary Phenomenon Unit, the IPU. And there are men in black. And there are guys that are men in black that are of a specialized Air Force group. Army, used to be Army Air Corps, but it was a specialized group, you see. And I used to have that on a piece of paper here real close and handy, but I don't have it on there anymore right now. So I can't tell you the actual unit number, but they are there and we're there. I saw Richard Doty talk to another guy on a Travel Channel about UFOs, a UFO show. And Richard Doty, once again, it used to work for the Office of Special Investigations, the, you know, and was a somebody who went out and who played a role of, you know, poo-pooing UFOs and all that stuff and convincing people not to talk about it, you know, threatening and doing all that kind of junk, allegedly. So you're going to see something come from above. And there's going to be a real push saying, oh, we're here to help you, and we're here, and Lord Jesus sent us, Buddha sent us, Allah sent us, Tatanka sent us. You see what I'm saying? It's all like going to be a big phenomena, you see. They're all here to be the saviors and all of that. But I'm going to tell you what. They're here as fallen type angels or alien pine scum of fallen angels, okay? And the strong delusion is already being put on. The churches are under strong delusion. And if not, they would not be telling you to go down and get spike backs and four boosters and all that to put into your body all these carbon, graphene oxide, carbon nanotubes, which are now creating, according to the to the Health Ranger. Go up to stevequayle.com, click on the Health Ranger's story of the day, to where these blood clots are self-assembling in your body and clotting up your blood and causing problems, and the strokes and the aneurysms, the heart problems, the... Don't go into their loose period knife out of pride, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord. Stand for your family, your home, your business. Train your kids in the word of the Lord, and also how to fight, defend, how to camp, how to work. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows from above with your high tech on the enemies of Lord Jesus. Wouldn't hurt to hit that World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab fat guy or the Emperor Palpatine Soros, you see, from above with your spaceships, you see, that don't exist, that happen to be still on the side of the United States and on the side of the Lord. Fandango Rangers, I know you're good, and Mickey LaPool, the best by test. RTL. May the Lord Jesus protect you and your family against all evil. And may you continue to train the physical fitness, the Muay Thai, but continue to train in math, science, chemistry, English, history.